Good morning, Power Hour Nation, or whenever you are connecting with us. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. Remember, on our new time here at the Jeff Rentz Radio Network, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time is our new live time. And anytime you want to call in and comment or question or what have you, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Great broadcast, as always. Today, Matthew Pfeiffer, REM Sleep. He'll be here in about a half hour or so. And then Daniel Estelin later in the broadcast. So a lot lined up. Uncle Kevin's joined me. We're going to hit the news pretty hard. Oh, welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour, Dan.
Absolutely, as always.
Great day in America.
There's a couple big stories that we didn't cover midweek when we got back last. I also want to thank George for filling in yesterday and everybody who filled in while I was gone. Alex Newman, Wayne Elliott, and George, thank you so much for all your help, you guys. We got a lot of good feedback.
Yeah, they all did a great job.
No, very good.
I listened to them.
Why don't we get to the story that you were telling me that we didn't get to a couple days ago?
Okay, the noose is tightening on the deep state because Barr just hired a couple weeks ago John Durham, a career U.S. attorney. He specializes in corruption at the highest levels of government. He was the one who, in the early 2000s, took down Whitey Bulger and that crooked FBI agent that was really high up in the FBI agent. And then Whitey Bulger went into hiding for 20 years, and then they found him, what, about 2 years ago or last year,
yeah,
or
something like that.
And then in 2009, he was investigating the CIA. So they got the right guy on the
job.
Well,
we'll see. And so what is he going to be tasked to do?
Oh, look, the origins of the FISA report. Where did it come from?
The Steele dossier. We're talking about the Steele dossier, Christopher Steele.
All of it. Was it legal?
Was it funded? Where was it funded by?
All of the above. And, you know, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page are blaming Loretta Lynch for dropping the investigation against Hillary.
So they're kind of turning on each other.
They are. The rats are turning on each other. So this is exciting news.
Do you think this will really go somewhere?
Yeah, I honestly think so. Yeah.
I have such a hard time believing this that we're going to see Hillary Clinton doing a perp walk down Main Street.
I'm hoping.
I don't want to hope ill of people, but I'm just so sick of criminals.
That'll do her good.
that'll help her head shake.
Exactly.
Remember when Joyce said she was, I remember Joyce used to say, yeah, I want to see her walking down in handcuffs and her head shake.
Yeah. And shuffle along.
Yeah.
Joyce. Have about 2 inches of chain on the legs so that they make them shuffle 2 inches.
6 inches at a time. Yeah. Joyce was a little more bitter than
she was
about it.
She's hardcore sometimes.
I just think there's such a mutual destruction in Washington about so many of these things. You start digging, you know. You don't think the Republicans have just as much?
Of course.
Yeah, so I find it hard to believe, but maybe there's been some. I don't know. But this still seems like good news.
Oh,
all this seems like
good news.
Yeah. There's some. Anything else you want to say on this before we?
Comey's a trash and Strzok and Page. Rosenstein and McCabe are attacking. They're attacking everybody. They're going everywhere. So, I mean, the stuff is good stuff. Just wonderful stuff.
Did it surprise you the report came out about Brennan and Comey that in college they voted communist?
No. Oh, I knew that for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that didn't surprise me at all.
When I first heard it maybe 10 years ago, it surprised me. But
now it's coming out. You know, you hear all these things and all these rumors.
It's crazy. You know,
how do they even get in the FBI?
In the FBI.
How do they get through the background checks?
Yeah, Muslim is empathetic to the United States Constitution.
Well, no, communist. They voted communist in college.
Communist. Oh, and then Brennan turned Muslim.
That's the rumor. I didn't hear an article. But, I mean, that's the rumor. But it was a rumor he was communist, and now we're finding out that that's true. So,
who knows? Who knows?
I don't. If somebody wants to be Muslim,
who cares?
That's their choice. I want people to do whatever they want.
It's America.
You're not going to enforce this on me.
Yeah, this is America.
But Sharia law is antithetical, antithetical
right.
to America. What about the migrant situation? I know you had something you want to bring up. Was pretty
well. I heard
dramatic.
I heard something yesterday, and then I tried to look for the article, and it wasn't there. Some judge overruled. You know, they put a stop on Trump sending the migrants back to Mexico to wait for their asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard that some other higher court overturned it, and then when I looked for the paper, you know, for the article, I couldn't find it. So,
well, that's not surprising. Google shuts down everything.
Yeah, they do shut down everything. It's amazing.
One of the things that they do, you know, you can go search right now. I did this the other day. You know, I haven't done it today, but a couple of days ago, you can search migrants bringing in disease. You can go search.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mexican migrants, Honduran migrants bringing in disease, and the first about 6 or 7 to 10 that come up are explaining to you what a fool you are for even thinking that. I mean, literally, the first 7 or
yeah,
it was 6 or 7.
I think I saw the same one, and one of them says, migrants are helping.
They're helping disease.
They're helping disease. They're not bringing it in.
They're helping the lower disease.
They're helping the lower disease.
And this is what Google thought was the most pertinent, information on this.
Yeah, pretty
but,
crazy.
But, some of these diseases we're seeing in California, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've talked about, these vaccines, what have you. Measles vaccines didn't come out till the 60s. Measles was already plummeting. It's plummeting because real herd immunity. I don't even like that term, but real herd immunity. My mother, you,
yeah,
grandma shoved you and mom to the neighbor kid who had measles.
Yeah, I'd much rather do it that way, the way we did when we was a kid, and get the measles than get a shot. You know, you don't know. That's a Russian roulette. You get a
Doesn't give it. Doesn't give it. Don't give lifelong immunity.
Right. And when you have a kid, you got it for lifelong. Immunity.
So, and it also helps develop your immune system. I mean, that's the other thing people aren't talking about. Prevent other disease, cancers later,
everything,
or what have you later.
It makes your immune system stronger when it works. That's why getting a cold isn't a bad thing when your immune system is working properly.
So so in the 60s, when they first came out with the vaccine, measles was plummeting already. And a big part of it, sanitation, you know, in the 40s, 50s mm-hmm. in America, you started to see sanitation dramatically improved everywhere, especially rural areas of America. So we're seeing just the opposite now in California.
Oh, man, what a mess.
Talk a little bit about what you found out about that.
Okay. This is an astonishing report from Judicial Watch. I love Judicial Watch. They're a great place. Reveals how the same deceptive media has gone insane over U.S. children who are now unvaccinated simultaneously go extraordinary lengths to cover up the disease infestation of illegal immigrants.
This seems so basic to me. I don't even like talking about this, but it's being shoved so much that I feel obligated to bring this up.
Yeah.
It's just anybody with any sense, if anybody wants to call in and please explain to me how we're wrong, if you feel so inclined, feel free. We'll give you the platform right now. Call in. But you trying to tell me that these countries aren't bringing in diseases?
Yeah. The media is burying the truth about migrants bringing in HIV, hepatitis, tuberculosis to Americans, all while being unprotected. In 2018, Judicial Watch published a story about the caravan health threat to major news reports on the health crisis created in the influx of Venezuela, seeing neighborhood countries. Migrants are spreading malaria, yellow fever, diphtheria.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, dengue fever. I mean, who's tuberculosis?
When's the last time we've had dengue fever over here?
Yeah, tuberculosis.
Typhoid Mary is in the caravan now?
Yeah, AIDS. And now they had in California, there's a trench mouth.
Trench mouth?
Yeah, that comes from World War One in the
trench
trenches.
Mouth.
Or, no, trench. Trench disease. Trench disease. That's what it is. Trench disease.
So is that coming because the streets are full of feces?
Has to be.
What's that other disease? Not typhoid.
Bubonic plague. I even heard bubonic plague, but I couldn't get it in print, so I didn't mention it. That comes from rats.
See, this is another thing about this vaccine. Okay, we're upset about unvaccinated healthy children, but we're fine with unscreened migrants just flooding in.
It's insane.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, when migrants came into Ellis Island, if you
coughed,
you were on quarantine.
You'd get sent back.
Yeah, well, and you might get sent back.
Yeah, if you had, that was the thing coming over on the boats. Do not cough when you're in America. No matter what you do, you cough, you go immediately onto that, because they didn't take any chances.
Why would they take any chances?
If somebody's got
why would they take a chance?
Why would they? They'd start infecting everybody else.
So this idea that just everybody can't, is not true.
Right. Not true. And then they'd keep you on that island for months and months.
Well, is it Godfather? You watch Godfather Part 2. It tells the history. They show the story. The one boy, he had to stay. Was it God? I think it was Godfather Part 2. It shows when they came over, he had to stay on Ellis Island for months.
Yeah. In that movie, America, America, told the whole story about the immigrants coming over and how everybody on the whole boat knew exactly what to do when they got to Ellis Island. And the one thing that they
couldn't do
was cough. Cough was you're going back. They just if you had a constant cough, you can cough, but if you had a constant
cough. You kept coughing like you were sick.
You were gone. You were gone. They just grabbed you on a boat and you were headed back to wherever they're going to put you.
Do not pass go.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not collect $200.
So I guess alcohol was a big thing to stop the cough.
People can't. Get Timmy's drunk. Timmy can't walk, but he's not coughing.
He's not coughing. He's passed out. He's coughing.
That's okay.
He's got the bubonic plague, but
he's tired.
Yeah.
Timmy's tired, but he's not coughing. Getting some more news stories. U.S. Air Force deploys missiles that can fry Iran and North Korea's weapons with microwaves as Saudi Arabia urges Trump to launch airstrikes now. Between Bolton, Ron Paul came out and talked about Trump needs to get rid of Bolton. How would he handle the Middle East? Get rid of Bolton.
Well, I heard he's the hammer and Trump is the
carrot.
Carrot
and the stick.
Yeah, it's the cat. That's it. Because they know Bolton is a hawk and they're gonna do what Trump wants. That's what I heard.
Two U.S. warships enter Persian Gulf without incident, so we have
it's all a build-up to, show some strength in there, and especially with Bolton running his mouth, they can take it pretty seriously.
Well, look, I don't know what Iran is and isn't doing. From my experience with Libya and whatever, I tend to lean towards everything the media says is a lie.
Right. Iran has not attacked anybody, I think, in over 200 years.
Yeah.
So the idea of them attacking us is ridiculous.
But I do know if we did attack Iran, you think our economy's sputtering and barely moving along now? Let their war start and let the price of gas go to $6.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what our economy does.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
It would be economically disastrous for all of us.
Yeah, I've heard Trump say over and over in different things. Just mention it. We're not going. We don't want to go to war with.
No, we don't.
We don't. He doesn't want to go to war.
Belgium. There's a trend now. Of parents raising their children vegan in Belgium, and children are dying. I mean, I don't know a lot about this, but this is from the Telegraph. Parents who raise children as vegan should be prosecuted, says Belgian doctors. Estimated that 3% of Belgian children are forced. They use this word for it. You got to read these articles to read between the lines. There was an abortion article I read yesterday. Words matter. Anti-abortion, forced pregnancy. Mm-hmm. These words, they're just coming at you. You could write the exact same story and just change the adjectives.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And it's just a totally,
totally different story.
Totally different article.
Yep.
Oh, but they're not biased.
Vegetarian, aren't they missing a B vitamin when they're in their...
Well, that's why I don't know. It just... vegan diet could only be made safe for growing children if complemented with medical supervision, regular blood tests, and vitamin supplements or something.
Yeah, I think...
But want doctor supervision.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
it's... pharmaceutical vitamins.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical drug. Yeah. Be a vegan. Take Veganoid now from Merck, coming soon.
Merck.
ICE to hire a contractor to transport 225,000 migrants to shelters across the U.S. What in the world are we doing sheltering these migrants?
Put them on Nancy Pelosi's doorstep.
What? I am so sick of the... And see, I don't want to be negative like I'm negative towards these people. But my God, I am so sick of this story and people, and in the media, it's double think. It's gaslighting is what they're doing over and over again. It's straight out of 1984. The media will sit there, corporate media with a straight face. There's not that many migrants coming in. We don't have a migrant problem. And then the reality is, you know, the most arrests in the history of the Border Patrol has been occurring the last couple months.
Yeah.
They're pouring in. They are pouring in.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of this. Trump needs to do something. This was his campaign promise. This was a big campaign promise. A lot of good, the abortion thing, I'm ecstatic about.
Oh, me too. He's working on it.
But
I talked to him.
You talked to him?
I did.
What did he say?
He
said he's busy.
He praised me for my buying his watch.
And yeah. Yeah, what else?
he's taking care of it.
No, he's not taking care of it.
he said, trust me.
He's not taking care of it.
I trust him.
He may take care of it. He is not taking care of it.
He gave the orders, and nobody's listening.
Well, you don't think some military? He gives some orders to military to get on the border that they won't go down there.
I gave him a pep talk.
You tell me he can't go have a meeting with about 50,000 of our military all over the world, bring them to America, get in front of them, say, "I want you to secure the border at all costs."
Well, he sent the airport people down there too.
The TSA.
Yeah.
TSA couldn't even stop the knife I had in my backpack when I flew to my mother-in-law's last year. You kidding me?
So,
you're a lot more positive about this than I am.
I am. I'm positive about the whole thing. I'm very excited.
About what? Well, about these migrants?
About everything. About everything.
About these migrants, what is exciting you?
They're gonna be stopped soon.
Soon?
Mm-hmm.
He's been in office 2 years.
Yeah, but it's coming. It's coming.
All right, let me ask you this.
A lot of them are taking seat, and they're going to start overturning all these other judges who make these crazy.
Okay, you might be right.
Yeah.
Well, let me.
But it's
going to
take a little time. I'm disappointed about the time. Totally disappointed about that. Just should have been done year ago.
Let me ask you this: if the military was put on the border by Trump and said, "You secure our border at all costs."
I would like that.
Do you not think that the majority of America would like that?
Yes, I would. And we talked about that about 6 months ago. Bringing all the people all around the world, put them on the
border. Military.
Yeah.
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 What's wrong with
closing
that?
Closing all those military. There's 800 military stations around the world.
I mean, is
close
this
a lot of them?
Is this just a pro? I mean, was it 2,200 miles our border, our southern border? 2,200 miles that you could. So how many people do you need? I mean, 50,000, you could blanket it just about.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, but I'm not worried.
Okay.
We could put it
right, in. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Kevin's not worried. So
not worried.
I'm going to move on.
I'm done worrying.
Well, here's another article for you. I was going to skip this one, but now I'm not.
Oh, all right.
Mayor says Fed plans to ship thousands of migrants to South Florida. What do the feds say? Zilch. So the flood said, no, Broward and Palm Beach County leaders reacted with alarm after being told that migrants were being sent to those counties every month, 1,000 a month, in order to alleviate the surge at the Mexican border. So the Mexicans are surging at the border, or Honduras, or whoever. Mm-hmm. They're surging at the border. We can't secure our border. They're flying through, and 1,000 a month of them are going to South Florida. God knows where else they're going. I mean, San Francisco. I mean, who knows?
Hope they go to that state who the guy thought Guam would turn over.
That's Georgia.
That's Georgia.
Don't want to go to Georgia?
Yeah. We can't have these migrants.
You can't have Georgia. Georgia just got rid of abortion. We're going in a good direction. Oh, my gosh. Parents furious when teachers. Oh, have you seen about that abortion? Have you seen the stories coming up? Boy, they are attacking Alabama. Like,
oh, big time. But the guy came out and said, we're doing this for...
We're challenging Roe versus Wade.
That's right. That's what,
great. Parents furious when teacher tries to turn their 8-year-old boy into a transgender.
Man, I think that I'd lose it.
So this is in Oregon, to let you know, ladies and gentlemen. If you need another reason to consider getting your children out of school, and if you think this is not going on where you are, well, just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
Just wait.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Pay attention is the big thing.
The teacher met with his child individually, basically convinced him that he was a girl, wouldn't let him go to the boys' bathroom, sent him to the women's bathroom, wanted to have him counseling about getting hormones so he could turn into a transgender. And his parents are just like, unbeknownst to any of this, the child now hates school, is confused. Can you imagine if your child came home and said, I'm confused if I'm a boy or a girl now? Yeah. I would be out of my mind. I would be out of my ever-loving mind if my child came home from school, my normal, happy child, came home talking anything about gender, sex, or I would be out of my ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
But that's what's going on.
That's what's going on. And if you don't think so, I saw the pictures of the Tran guy giving a talk at the, what was it, the library?
Yeah.
And the girl, and the people were putting, I mean, the kids were putting dollar bills down the guy's G-string.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't think that's happening? It's happening.
In Hawaii, when I talked to Shirley and Dave, I don't want to say his last name. Just if Shirley's listening, Shirley, you know who you are. Thank you so much. And Dave, they're working on schools to get exemptions for this LGBT curriculum in schools. I don't agree with that in the sense that if you're going to spend all that time, all that effort and make headway in schools, just convince the parents to pull a UK Muslim thing.
Yeah.
And say, we're all out.
All out.
You are getting rid of this, right, or we're all out.
No compromise with those people.
And plus, you got everything else you're dealing with. I think find a different way. Please.
Yeah, find it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please find a different way.
Pull them out.
I know some of you may not. I hope that doesn't offend you. And I know some of you may be in a situation where you just feel like you can't, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But just please be aware of this. Be aware of what your children are being taught. Once they put these things in your children's mind, they're so... let's put it this way. I've said this many times. Your children will be brainwashed.
Yeah.
They will be brainwashed.
Yeah. And they're confused when they're young. They don't know who they are.
Right.
And if some teacher, somebody of respect, of power...
Tells them they can't use the boys' bathroom.
Yeah, tells them. You don't think that messes them up?
White House launches tool to report censorship on Facebook. Hallelujah. They need to do something more than just tools. Because this is serious.
I heard $2 billion they're going to fine.
Trump pardons Oregon ranchers who sparked 2016 militia standoff. The Hammonds just got pardoned.
Beautiful.
I haven't talked to Clive and Bunny. I should call Clive and see what he thinks about that. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Pfeiffer, thepowerhour.com. So good to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We have a really become a good friend, a longtime friend. It was probably the last, I think, you, Matthew, you were the last new guest or new product that Joyce brought on.
I was
doing the show live. And
yeah, I feel lucky I met you guys at that time.
Yeah, well, it was great, and we're great to have you, and your product is fantastic. Of course, Matthew Pfeiffer, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, is the inventor of REM sleep, R-E-M sleep, some people say. I like REM sleep. I don't. Which do you prefer?
I call it REM sleep.
Yeah, I like
it's
that.
REM sleep.
That's what I like. So, great to have you on. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. So, now, yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, one of the things, last time we talked a lot about sleep particularly, let's get into a little bit about who you are and your background and why you made this product.
All right. Thank you. So my name is Matthew Pfeiffer, and I'm a clinical psychologist. I earned my PhD in clinical psychology a few years ago. And what got me interested in psychology was back in my teens and 20s, I was using the drug Xanax. It's a benzodiazepine to help with anxiety and with sleep and fear of flying on airlines. No longer have the fear anymore, but at the time that I did. And so my doctor prescribed the Xanax, and I subsequently developed dependence on it, and it was a really terrible thing to come off of. And I went to a number of doctors to help me get off this drug, including naturopathic doctors, psychiatrists, therapists, even acupuncturists. And over the course of 2 years of getting off the drug, I was prescribed a lot of supplements. So it wasn't drugs, but it was different vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs to help me with my anxiety and my poor sleep. And so over the course of healing from that, I realized that, you know, I had this sleep problem, I had this drug withdrawal problem, but I had like bottles and bottles of supplements all around, you know, trying to help fix the problem. So I came up with an idea of, well, why not develop the perfect sleep aid where you only need one bottle to tackle complicated sleep problems. And so, you know, when you go to the store and you look at over-the-counter supplements, sleep aids might just have melatonin or melatonin and tryptophan or maybe a couple herbs, but there's not much going on. So I wanted to develop a comprehensive sleep aid that would help fix a number of underlying causes that contribute to poor sleep. So I developed a sleep aid called REM Sleep. That's what I named it. And it's a combination pill of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs. And it helps treat a number of underlying factors that cause poor sleep, whether it's low serotonin, melatonin, maybe you have a vitamin B deficiency, not enough magnesium, your vitamin D is off. So it's essentially, it's a multivitamin plus amino acids and herbs specifically formulated to help you get a natural full night's rest with full REM sleep and waking up in the morning after 8 or 9 hours, not feeling hungover, not feeling groggy, and having a really great day. And so that's how it came to be, and it's done quite well, and I've got really great feedback from most of my clients.
Well, absolutely. Our audience just loves REM sleep. Let me ask you about the general population. What percentage of, let's focus on Americans, what percentage of Americans are having some problems with sleep?
You know, it's anywhere between 30 and 45%. Higher numbers than that will have intermediate or intermittent or long-term symptoms of depression and anxiety, which then cause sleep disturbances. But you can generally assume about 1 out of 3 people are not sleeping well or are having very poor sleep. And typically, it's because of environmental factors like stress, poor diet, bad relationships, stress at work, and then that can play into how well you sleep, and then, you know, whether or not you're exercising, and that's usually the main reason that's causing poor sleep. Secondary issues will be side effects from medication that you might be taking. Like if you have an older adult who's taking, you know, blood pressure medication or heart medication or cholesterol-lowering medication, sometimes that can cause sleep disturbances as well. So it's a combination of factors of big pharma and poor lifestyle choices and just their normal American way of life that are contributing to the poor sleep epidemic that's occurring in the United States.
What did you, as you went through this process, I'm really fascinated with people like you that have been through some sort of trauma or trial in their lives, and out of it they invent something fantastic that helps a lot of people. That's what you went through. You're a doctor, you're a psychologist, you're involved with studies or different people, what have you. As you started to look at the pharmaceutical or the medical industry, you really had a challenge there? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how did this process change your view of big pharma or the body or any of those things? Because this is not a typical medical doctor.
Right. Yeah, when you put it as, you know, a challenge for me, you are exactly correct. It was actually the biggest challenge of my life, getting off of that drug Xanax, because, you know, I took it for legitimate reasons. I didn't abuse it. Even at my worst, I was still taking what was considered a moderate to a low dose of the drug. And so, I developed a few opinions of Big Pharma. One is that generally speaking, Big Pharma is actually very beneficial and very important to long-term health. People today are living longer and more healthy than ever before. Life expectancy tends to increase a little bit every year. Sometimes it decreases, but we're living much longer now than we ever have. And that's largely due to good hygiene. It's, you know, due to better food, and it's due to like antibiotics and antivirals and other medications like that. But there are some drugs that have the potential that if your body chemistry is such, or if you use it the wrong way, it can kill you, or it can really set you back the number of years. And the drug class benzodiazepines, which is a mental health type of drug to help calm a person down, its molecular structure is very similar to alcohol. So when you take it, you can become dependent on it. And anyone who's listening, if you drink alcohol and you may struggle with it, Xanax and Valium and drugs like that are very similar. Once you get hooked on it, it's very hard to come off of it. It strains your body to need more like B vitamins and magnesium to cope with the withdrawal symptoms. And it can be very harmful, very painful. For most people, that doesn't happen. But, you know, if you're one of them, most people, it doesn't matter because, you know, it's you, and it can seem like everybody at that point. So I think about 15 or 20% of people who take those class of drugs have at least minor difficulties coming off of it, and about 10% have difficulties such as I do. So it's a small percentage, but, you know, there's thousands of us out there that it happens to. So, you know, it's important to have, you know, products out there available that you can fall back on to help mitigate and reduce the symptoms when you're coming off of these drugs. So this sleep aid I'm talking about, it's not just for coming off of a medication. It's actually largely for people who don't have a substance use problem, and they're just getting poor sleep, because when you're getting poor sleep, it's usually because of a nutritional deficiency. You're not getting the right diet, not enough protein, not eating the right kind of meals at the right time, and it can really throw your sleep off. So this sleep aid is developed to correct that. So if you have chemical imbalances, vitamin or mineral deficiencies, this sleep aid will correct it just in 2 or 3 days. It's a pretty potent over-the-counter tablet, and it works very well, and it does not have any side effects. So it's a good
thing. 2 or 3 days, that's very quick. I've noticed when I recently went on a trip where I was out of town, different time zone, and it was very difficult coming back. I did not take any REM sleep with me. I should have. I had a hard time sleeping in a new place when on the plane. I couldn't sleep on the plane. I mean, I just totally got messed up. I should have had my REM sleep, shouldn't I?
And the reason why is the most important ingredient in REM sleep, as far as when you're traveling a long distance on an airplane and you're going to different time zones, you're going to get that effect that we call jet lag. And so the most important ingredient in REM sleep that helps with the jet lag is the low-dose melatonin. It's a chemical that's released in your brain that helps your brain shut down, and it helps you to sleep. And if you can get melatonin in you, even just in sleep a couple hours on the plane, it's going to totally help set you for the new time zone that you're in. So if you can take a little bit of melatonin, or the REM sleep, which has melatonin and the supporting vitamins and minerals, which your body also needs, you're likely going to have a much better effect when you get to your destination as far as feeling awake and having energy for your day when you get there.
You mentioned stress. We got to be one of the most stressed societies in the world, maybe ever in the history of the world.
Tell us, you're a psychologist. About stress.
Okay, well, there you go. What are some of the factors that stress us out? Give us a couple tools to help us deal with stress.
Okay, well, you know, one of the things that stresses Americans out the most, which I think most of your listeners probably know, is our day-to-day job activities. You know, most of us have full-time work or full-time plus overtime, and it can be very stressful. Also, if you're not getting along with coworkers, or if you are feeling overworked and underpaid, or if you are feeling normally worked and regularly paid, maybe you have too many expenses. So typically, the amount of effort we have to put in to generate money, and then the expenses that lie on the other side, it doesn't always balance out, and that can cause a lot of stress. So some things that you can do to help mitigate that is reconsider how much money you're spending on things that you don't need. Also, you know, setting boundaries on when you're going to go to bed at night. You know, trying to get to bed before 10:30 p.m. Each night is important. Because
why 10:30? Why 10:30?
Well, I picked 10:30 because studies have shown if you can get to bed by 10, that's actually the more correct number. The sleep you get before midnight, for whatever reason, is worth double the sleep you get after midnight.
Really?
So if you can get to sleep, let's say, at 10, by the time you get to midnight, it's really worth almost 4 hours of sleep. And then the rest
Why
of the
is
night.
That?
You know, I don't know, but they found in the studies that people's performance the following day, like their level of energy throughout the day and their cognitive abilities, were significantly elongated and enhanced compared to those who, got to sleep after midnight. So I thought, well, that's really convenient. You know, all of us can just go to bed by 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night and, you know, not get up till 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, we're going to have a great day. But, you know, not all of us can get to bed at that time. So wherever you can get your 8 hours, that's the most important. So, you know, I put there 10:30 or 11 because I can't go to bed usually at 10 o'clock at night. But I really do try to get to bed and fall asleep before midnight, because I do. I feel better the next morning. So, and you can kind of run a test of it. If you can go to sleep around 10 o'clock at night, see how you feel the next morning, or go to bed at 12 or 1 and then sleep an extra few hours later that morning to see how you feel. And I think you'll probably notice a difference, that you will feel better if you can get to sleep earlier and get up earlier than if you go to sleep later and get up later. Obviously, we can't all do that because of our work schedules, but if you can, going to sleep before midnight is, it's important. And I tried it out, and I found for me that the study works.
All right. There's an article in the news today. I didn't cover it with Uncle Kevin. I saved it for you. Sleeping pills get black box warning following accidental deaths. This is from Mercola.
Right.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced it will require sedative hypnotics, this class of sleep medication, to carry a black box warning stating drug side effects may include dangerous behaviors done while sleeping, such as eating, walking, driving, or I don't know, playing golf. I don't know what else it means, but all kinds of things.
Well,
I don't know.
That's all true. And when you say a hypnotic, so when I ask, what's the difference between a hypnotic and a benzodiazepine like Xanax? Well, a hypnotic is similar, but a hypnotic is a drug like Lunesta or Ambien. So it's even stronger than a benzo. And what it does is it really knocks you out. And when you are knocked out on these drugs for whatever reason, a lot of people will get up and they'll do stuff in the night when they're asleep that they wouldn't normally do. And I took Ambien for a little while when I was trying to get off of Xanax, and I had the same thing happen to me. When I was on Ambien for a couple of weeks, I remember hallucinating. I would call people at 3 or 4 in the morning and have really bizarre conversations with them. I wouldn't remember it the next day. And then I would check my call log, and sure enough, there was the call I made. I was on the phone with them for 20 minutes. So I told my doctor about it, and he said, okay, that's not good. The last thing we need you doing is getting in your car and going on a 4 a.m. drive, hallucinating down Burnside Street in Portland, Oregon. So, no, it's true. It happened to me.
Wow.
I obviously don't remember it, but it's a very dangerous situation. It's kind of funny. We can laugh about it, but if you think about it, if you're knocked out on a drug and you're doing something unconscious, who knows what you're going to do? So it doesn't happen to most people, but it happens to enough people that, yes, it certainly deserves a black box warning, because if you go and do that and you get pulled over, you're going to get a DUI and you're going to get a misdemeanor or a felony, whether you're aware of it or not. And then that will stick with you for the rest of your life. So
did you ever, you never woke up like you're mowing the grass at 2 o'clock in the morning or something?
No, I didn't. The worst that happened to me is I do remember hallucinating, and then I don't remember, but apparently I made some bizarre phone calls, and that's all that was reported to me. Maybe I did go out and do some weird things, but you know, I live in Portland. Everyone here is pretty weird, so maybe they just thought I was, you know, a regular citizen of the community, and they didn't think twice about it. But I told my doctor right away. So this went on for about 2 weeks for me, maybe 3, but I got off of it, because once I learned what was going on, I realized, you know, how dangerous that is. So
this Ambien, that's Lunesta and Ambien, that's a really heavily prescribed drug. Yes?
It is. And Ambien is significantly more dangerous, in my opinion. If you have to take one or the other, I would recommend taking Lunesta. It's not
I would
strong.
I would recommend taking REM sleep.
Well,
I would. Why would you even? I would start with REM sleep. My gosh. Why would
yes,
you? Let me ask you right there. Let me stop you right there and ask you about the type of sleep. So let's say you don't, you know, you're not out weeding your garden in the middle of the night on Ambien. You're just normal and you just lay in your bed. Tell us about that sleep compared to a really good quality REM sleep and what you are pushed towards with your product.
Okay, well, with a good quality sleep, like what you would get with my product, why it's different than, you know, taking a drug is because when you take the drug, it knocks you out, and you're not really getting the REM sleep, which is, you know, your rapid eye movement, your dream sleep. You're kind of in a dozing stage where you're just unconscious. So, you know, people wake up the next morning, and the complaint is, oh, I feel groggy. It's hard to get up. I don't really feel well rested. Well, it's because you didn't really sleep, and you're still having side effects from the drug. So with my product, the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and herbs, it is no drug. It actually includes all ingredients that your body needs anyway from your diet. It's just in a more concentrated, direct delivery form, such as the tablet. So it gives your body what it needs when it needs it, particularly when you have a deficiency. So when you want to go to sleep at night and you can't really fall asleep, or you do fall asleep but you don't stay asleep, or you feel antsy, or your legs are moving around, or your mind's kind of fluttering, you can't stop thinking about things, your brain is saying, I need magnesium, I need tryptophan, I need some herbs to help naturally calm me down so my brain can engage in the process of going through multiple stages of sleep, which is when you get your rest and your rejuvenation. So this tablet combination that gives your body what it needs to function the way that God designed it to function in the first place.
I know for me, if I don't get sleep, especially a couple days in a row, if I don't get the sleep I need, I am on edge. I mean, my little girl can come in and she can ask me, and I'm just on edge. I know when I was traveling back on the plane, I did not get sleep. It was terrible. And my body, my immune system, whatever, my body was just completely running down. I could totally feel I was getting sick. Why is that? If you don't get sleep, your body, it's like you just get the flu or something all of a sudden. At least I did.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Obviously, what our bodies need to be the strongest is good sleep. Any of us know that when you're not sleeping well or you get a poor night's sleep, it's much easier to get sick. We often feel that when we're tired is when a cold comes on. The reason why is your body is very stressed. It's not having the correct sleep that it needs. And when that happens, your body can't strengthen the immune system such that it can effectively fight off these pathogens, and so you're at higher risk of getting sick. So one of the ingredients in my supplement, tryptophan and 5-HTP, that's directly related to a strong immune system, because much of our serotonin, which comes from 5-HTP and tryptophan, is found in our gut, and our gut is where our immune system is created and where our antibodies and white cells and T cells come from. And when you are getting good sleep, the process of protein being converted from amino acids into other chemicals is how our immune system is generated and strengthened. And so if you're not getting good sleep and you're not having the right nutrition, your body is going to suffer by becoming more tired and not creating the amount of immune cells we need to fight off infection.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Our audience really loves your product. A lot of people are really loyal to it. They just can't. I know Jay, Power Hour Jay, she just can't. It's just almost irreplaceable to her and the difference it's made. I think most people, at least generally, even if they're not sleeping well, they may not realize it. I would think. I know for me, I'm talking to you, it's taught me a lot. But even for me, I think, well, you know, I slept, I laid here, but I don't know if I slept, but I slept 8 hours, but I still feel a little weird. We're still not getting the sleep that we need to get and the reparative, regenerative sleep.
Right.
Who is it that should think about REM sleep, REM sleep, and what can they expect as they take it?
Well, that's a great question. This product is safe for any ages, including adolescents and elderly people. The people who should think about taking it are, if you think to yourself, do I generally sleep well at night? Do I generally feel well rested in the morning? Do I feel mostly happy? Am I mostly not depressed, not anxious? Then you're probably not needing the product. But I haven't talked to very many people that hit all of those marks.
Yeah, like you just cut out about 80% of the population, Matthew.
Yeah, my dad is one of the few people who does not need the product. He's just really happy and healthy, and for whatever reason, he seems to do everything right. And I'm, you know, God bless his soul. I'm happy for him. but if you're the rest of us, then I would consider taking it because, again, this product it's a multivitamin essentially for sleep. It has some vitamins and minerals in it like a multivitamin would, but where my product radically diverges from multivitamin is that it adds a amino acids and herbs. And the amino acids are the chemicals that convert directly into brain chemicals called neurotransmitters. And it's these certain neurotransmitters that help your body calm down. They cause you to relax, fall into a dozing type of slumber, and then into a deep sleep, and then to keep you in that deep sleep. And so other sleep aids, they may have one of my ingredients or maybe two, but they're not particularly comprehensive. So if you don't have a very finite reason for your sleep problem, other products are highly likely not to work. Like people will tell me all the time, oh, I bought this over-the-counter product and that one, and it didn't really do anything for me. It's like, well, that's because there's only one ingredient in it, and you probably don't have the problem that that product was designed to treat. But if you go with my product, REM Sleep, which has 19 ingredients in it, it's designed to treat a number of underlying factors that cause poor sleep, anywhere from low melatonin, serotonin, and other vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It treats them all at the same time, comprehensively, and on the spot.
I don't know how you did this. I'm so proud of you. I don't know if that's a word I would use, whatever, but you really hit on something. You've really created something here, and our audience, they found a lot of relief and a lot of help. And how long, like if they get and your product is relatively inexpensive.
It's on sale this week.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want you, the audience, to know I priced it in a way that I knew that my product would be the best on the market. I can still sit here and truthfully and honestly say there is no better over-the-counter sleep aid in the United States that is better than mine. You can stack mine next to anything out there, and mine will be better. And I've also priced it at the same price or less, because most people, or a lot of people who have sleep problems, they may not come from a high socioeconomic background, and buying supplements can be pricey. So I wanted to make something that was quality, but something that was accessible to everyone. And that's what this product is.
Well, there's the music. REM Sleep is a product over at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. It's on sale. Please take advantage. Please keep calling. Jay's really busy today. Everybody's busy. A lot of sales over there, or everybody trying to get in on the sale. Matthew, absolute pleasure. Congratulations on this fantastic product.
All right, thank you, Daniel. It was really great to talk to you.
All right, God bless you.
All right, you too.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com, or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.